Hello friends, we are learning the subject of advertising account planning. This is chapter 10, The Life of an Account Planner. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you this chapter. Very clear objective that we set is to, we will recreate how day to day, what does go behind in the day to day activity of an account planner. We will explain you the importance of account planner's role, appreciate the role account planner plays, okay. And then expected changes in account planning arena. So with that we move in. Why do you need an account planner? So he's a consumer's representative. Remember we started with that, where he is to bring the consumer insight upfront in front of marketeers. And many times it should sound like as if he knows, but the marketeers doesn't know. The planner ensures that the understanding of the consumer attitude, that is also from that psychological part, attitude, reaction, likes, dislikes, etc., that will, if influenced, will create a favorable consideration. That is what perspective has to bring. The planner is a fully integrated member. Integrated means one hand he has to interact with the advertiser, the brand team, etc., and the other end, yet his agency has to integrate with various other functions, creative, media, etc. There may be many other functions that your agency must be offering, direct marketing, public relations. So all this thing gets through him. We have understood that. So let's understand why need an account planner little more in detail. As we have to decide as to why an account planner is needed, so he adds a value. Value in terms of following ways. Account planner having an account, this thing, he understands the significance of the advertiser, he understands the market, and he is the one who is a link between the agency on one side and client. He is a link between expectation and outcome. The planner has brought an added dimension of consumer understanding, okay. Develops the ad, stimulating discussion about purchasing decisions. He has to get into that field, which even brand guys are many times not able to represent. So he's a voice of the customer, but that voice has to translate into understanding behavioral aspects, understanding the decision making, understanding what needs to be influenced so that favorable consideration of your product and the brand comes. Helping to win new business. Okay, so many times you advertise only for getting the new customer on board. So in such case, he has to understand that new customer, target profile, etc. Define more tightly focused strategies, okay, which is due to his understanding about the consumer itself. So he plays a strategic role. He has to help sell the ads. Now that's a role he plays for the agency, because creative and team has worked hard to develop various options. He has to sell and get the client accept one of it. The quality and creativity of the advertising grows in line with the account planning. So very important measurement for him is creativity, the advertising effectiveness, etc. Thus providing with the functions that helped rather than hinder the trend. So he is the one who has to overcome any challenges and strive to bring clearer understanding about consumer, not only that, the trends, the shift that is happening at that end, stimulating creative development. So he is at the nucleus of creative output. He has to build clarity in terms of not only creative brief, but various roughs that they develop. He has to really contribute in a meaningful way. So continue to understand, why do you need an account planner? The benefit of account planning, okay, why the account planner and the account planning function, what does it bring for the customer? So better customer understanding. So that is what he is, like a voice of the customer, as you see. He has to bring new thinking because he understands the pulse, he understands the changing in the behavior, etc. So he has to bring a new perspective, technology that is changing. So he has to be always coming out with the new thoughts. Customer involvement and buy-in, he has to understand that equation very sound, because he is close to the customers through various research. He has to create a buy-in during the advertisement. Share information, so he has to share information not only with the client about the changes and the shift versus with the team, etc. He is a core a member of the strategy formulation, so he plays that vital role. He has a holistic approach towards customer and establishing a single point of contact. He is the one who gives the train to the advertiser, but also explains it to the agency team within. Okay. Common identification of challenges, risk, and trends of customers' business. He is a party to face the challenge together that is customer may be facing. Okay, the business faces an adverse weather. So how do you? Okay. And then provision of outstanding customer benefit. He has to like really bring out after he understands the product and the solutions that the client is offering, he has to bring out that one solution, one thing in that will really change consumers' perception towards or acceptance towards offered product as a solution. Establishing of a strategic and value-added partnership. Partnership cannot be built on a routine, your daily interactions. It is like what strategic value you bring, what is the creative value you are bringing, what is the media value that you have bought, how did your research, this thing has helped the advertiser, etc. So he has to lead the technology revolution at the client end because he understands the technological changes which he has to strive to understand. And finally, he has to facilitate clients' market expansion, market share growth. Okay. Now, this indicates to you that the benefit is far outweighs the monetary aspects. It's a relationship. It's a sound association. What are the characteristics of a good account planner? So we will understand that, and there are about 10 of them. Desire for involvement in account team. There has to be something inherent. He has to feel that he's the one who can play that catalyst role. Okay, he can do 360 degree evaluation, assessments, and participation. He should be creative. He should be social. In the sense, social in terms of able to connect with the different strata of the target segment, and he should be creative as well. Social also means his ability to have a rapport with the client side. Solid foundation in research. He should understand everything about market research, the type of research, research methodology, research design, sampling, etc., techniques, etc. Critical and observational. He should be very, very critical. He should be questioning shifts that is happening. He should be observational. Any observation itself will reveal him many changes that is going undetected. Need to understand the data, his ability to get, comprehend, and infer from the data that is in front of him. Passion for advertising, creative process, which is many times frustrating. He cannot afford to be creative agency guy, may, but he cannot. He has to play that mentor role. Intuitive curiosity about consumers. He is like always willing to probe consumers. Inspiring communication skill. He has to sell many things, right from creative brief to the creative thoughts to the client, research findings to the client. Internally, he has to sell many things. So that's what he requires, a strong communication skill. Aptitude for research interpretation, that is all ability to comprehend and realize and infer. And visionary means he can have a foresight of what is going to change and what impacts it. So he is an idea creator himself. Okay, so these are those characteristics. What are the job of account planner? What does he do? Okay, account planner works continuously towards one side, understanding the consumer, shift in the need, existing need, shift in the need, existing behavior, changing buyer behavior, existing media habits, changing media habits, etc. And therefore he plays that role of catalyst of pulling these changes, briefing client, briefing team internally. They study how consumer interpret marketing communication. On the communication side, he should clearly know the interpretation, whether it is as aligned as per the creative objective, advertising objective, etc. And therefore, he is able to bring out the best of the creative formats. Okay, the role is dual. They offer consumer insight as well as action plan to deliver the effective advertising. So he plays a role for the client and plays a role for the agency itself. The account planner skill is not, this is that framework that we'll try to understand. The account planner skill is not one skill, but a combination of some of them. Planning of an objective. Okay, objective planning is very important because that will synthesize into many things. right from performance assessments, etc., selecting and evaluating the research feedback or research design, etc., which requires many time, technicalities understood many time, behavioral aspects understood many times, perception point of view understood, etc., make the feedback relevant and stimulating to the creative team. It's a give and take, to and fro happens when this thing, no stage the creative team should get frustrated. It is his role to bring out client, but before that he has questioned client if they find the contradictory approach to returning the creative, etc. So he should be able to communicate the changing requirements or emerging clarity, so to say. An understanding of subjects in psychology, sociology and cultural anthropology is always beneficial to him. Understanding of subject of advertising is also, and psychology, behavioral, essentially consumer behavioral is very critical. We are going to list various roles that account planner plays. There are many of them, not that they require one-to-one implications and explanations. You have the role mentioned and you have on the right hand side things mentioned. Starts with the research. Okay, so he plays the role of a research objective. The research is pre-stage, during stage, post-stage or a tracking, etc. The design, he has to have the part of research design being developed, which is through the research team, and then present only to the client. Client would like to see the finalized design. It should not look like an ad hoc approach. Okay, he should be data analyst. He should understand and evaluate and remember. He is an idea generator. He is a data implementer. Data and inferences, he has to really make a meaning, and if required, may discuss, debate, fight with the respective body to get the thing understood. Okay, creative brief writer, he is a full of insights. He is a problem solver, because many time various problems emerge. Either creative is not getting through, media is not getting through, research is not getting through. Then he is a representative of the consumer, so he is a voice of the consumer. Creation of the ad, so he plays a vital role with the creative team. All the development stage are handled, including the creative, then the approval stage. The post-campaign stage, he plays the role of the evaluator. He's a subjective, objective evaluator, and he has worked for that before with the client. And in the digital world, he's a digital master. He's like a conductor of a music orchestra. He has to play that role with the client. He has to advise them what is right for him on the digital front. Once again, the role is represented differently, where at what stage, what role he plays. During the starting of this thing from the clockwise direction on the right hand side top, managing the client account. So he plays an account manager role. Okay, so interaction, understand client's challenges, communicate clients need internally, okay, maximize the output from the agency side, present agency idea vis-a-vis presents client concerns, client assessments, etc. So he is like a whole and whole an account manager. Second is, he's a consumer voice, so he is the one who has to play that role. He has to be with the consumer, he has to understand, observe consumer, do formal research to get an answer to certain question that one is not able to understand why they shift, etc. Okay, so he has to suggest how the consumer can be understood better, etc. What is the leverage in terms of advertising, planning, and also he is like one who is the voice of the customer that helps him to work with the client on one hand in terms of advanced planning, and with the agency internally during creative stage, during media planning stage, etc. Creative team member. So he is a planner who is like a creative interface, where his brief, his understanding of the brief, his understanding of the customer, his understanding of the ability to read the creative body, etc., creative copy, etc., ability to get it researched, etc., and then give a feedback to both creative team and the client. That's what makes him a really creative team member. And last is the ad campaign. plays a key role in development of the campaign, creative development, media development, and effectiveness measurement guy. So that's a different perspective to see the role of a account planner. So what are the role of account planner? Furthermore on that, success of any account planner depends on what? When he gets the right creative brief. So that's the first thing. He's understood the client challenges and the need. Okay, insight created actually brings out, insight that he created brings out into the head. It ultimately leads to creative formation, appeal selection, creative formation, and delivery to the right target audience leads to reach and frequency and thereby shift in the attitude, preference building, etc., and action taking by the customers. He provides a new way of looking at the client situation. He's always have a foot and ear on the ground. He understands shift that is happening at the consumer end. What kind of shift? What are the threats there? What are the opportunities there that he works out with the client? Okay. He creates a picture of that makes sense to both the client and the creative team. So he has to overall present a problem in such a manner that there is a solution that client accepts on one hand and creative is able to develop is on the other hand, bringing creativity and effectiveness together. So ultimate barometer is the effectiveness. So one hand with the client, he has to work to set the effectiveness measurement criteria, methodology. And with the creative, he has to translate that. They should know how their creative is going to be making what change and how is it going to be measured. So they also know. So that will they will produce, therefore, right things. How does account planner normal day go? This is what is a simple listing. He starts liaising with the client, understands the day's expectation, inward he communicates with the colleague, okay, works out the delivery plan day to day, week on week, okay, fortnightly, etc., gaining a comprehensive context for advertising strategy by analyzing a wide range of information. So he has to like build a complete advertising strategy after client has expressed the need and before he gets into the creative brief, etc. He has to commission required research internal if there is any support available or through an outside agency which requires qualitative, quantitative this thing. He has to parallelly have a way to get monitoring on the culture and social trend, what is happening culturally, what cultural shifts, what are societal shifts, what are the media shifts that is happening. So he has to have some trick and some planning on that. Finding the USP of a product which is not necessarily coming out from the advertiser, but he has to probably meet customers and see that what is actually the differentiating aspects. Researching the product or service to be advertised, so he has to conduct himself, be a party to the research. Some dipstick he will have to do. Reconciling the difference between consumer's current perception for the brand and expected perception change by the client. Meeting the client to learn the background of the brand, advertising, planning need, creative need, etc. So that's a meeting. He has to then bring all the stakeholders together and present, review, etc. Okay. Brief to the creative team. Very, very important stage, very elaborate, is very, very simulating discussion that has to take place. Presenting conclusions and idea to client. After that, he has to sell this idea. Okay. Idea of creative, idea of media planning, etc., and analyzing and interpreting the customer response. So his ultimate this thing is evaluation of the performance effectiveness. So this is what he generally spends his day on. Not necessarily that everything is done every day, but he has to plan for it. How does account planner go about managing the project that has come his way? Okay, so there are step-by-step guideline. Understand the problem first. Okay, when account planner is given a brief, he has to read between the line. Okay, and therefore he has to talk more with the client upfront. Understand what is the challenge that has compelled them to take certain steps. Okay, how do they see the challenge unfolding from him? the role of the advertiser in that, the budget available, etc. Okay. Then he has to get into consumer segmentation. So understand the target market, understand the whole set of segments, the targeting that consumer is planned to do it, etc. Their likes, dislikes, media behavior and all. Third is the insight stage. Try to find out unmet consumer insights. Insights are unspoken human thoughts. Okay. He has to get into deep of the mind of the consumer and try to figure out what advertiser has told you as a unique selling proposition, whether it is really unique, what works for the customer, what doesn't work with the customer, what are his ideas, what are his activities, likes, dislikes, and then frame his overall communication strategy. Understand the brand and the product. So he has to get into understanding of the brand completely. So what is brand, brand positioning, what are the positioning cues, where, how do you sustain that positioning? He has to ensure that he has an information whether these promises are fulfilled or not, etc. Because it will lead to the damage that will get reflected, if not measured, reflected in his performance. Okay, so all those aspects and then writing the creative brief. He plays that very vital role, which is a mix-up of what client has told him as his expectations, challenges, outcome expectations vis-a-vis his understanding of the consumer, and meeting that, he develops a sound creative brief based on which outcome will emerge, which will be a win-win for all the parties. Certain areas of concern for the account planner, which is first is the analysis. While trying to understand the customer and gather data, vast amount of data is either already available, certain things are available through secondary sources, certain things you require a primary research. Account planner has to work this out and then see that how to gather the required data, required analysis, and what is the right way to infer, that he should know. Okay, if he does an inferences on a shallow available data or unrelated report based on which he does that, then he is going to get hit on the head. Understand past data before new. An account planner needs to understand what has happened in the past and draw the accurate conclusion, inferences as to the root cause. Okay, root cause which has led to adverse impact, root cause that has led to the success, etc. Client and consumers. The account planner needs to balance what the company wants with the customer wants. Okay, client will give sometime their expectations, but is it gelling with the customer and the other end, or there is a too much of a gap? Many times the client dictates the objective and it is the account planner's job to plan that both the objectives are met, advertising, communication, etc. Should be action oriented. It is every time people expect him to be agile, active, upfront, ahead of others. It is great to have a great plan, but it has to be executed. Account planner has an output of a brief clear and regularly that he gives it to the agency, the media planner, etc. And he is always in touch with them to see that what is being planned is correct, what has been presented is correct, what has been executed is correctly done, etc. And then measure the outcome. Should be measurable. Entire result of account planner, people expect that it has to be measurable. So he has to be very clear about what is the measurement, what advertising expected goals were, that goal can be measured in which statistical manner, subjective or it is should be less, objective should be more. Okay, what are the monitoring mechanism? Okay, what are the data sets that is required? If there are too many variables, then it may go against him. So be very clear on what are you going to get measured. So that's also a challenging area for the account planner. Client wants to have multiple things, but you should get them on to narrow down into the core one or two things which can be measured. So let's study account planning and agency structure. If an agency has to incorporate the account planning role, then it can be no longer operated in the traditional way. Changes have happened. He has become a catalyst to many things. First and foremost, recruitment of the skilled account planner is very, very critical. Account planner, we have earlier seen so many skill set he's supposed to have. So appoint a right person. Internal reshuffling of people with lesser skills, set it not advisable. Okay, so what we have to do is, even if you built a team for a particular account, look for a relevant set of skills. Mere reshuffle will not help. Okay, there is a clear demarcation that happens. Okay, the creative team comes up with the idea and the planner is the voice of the consumer. So there is a balance between working together, helping together, but also a line that divides. It's a finally a creative director's call, which account planner has to take it and sell it to the agency. So that kind of orientation also is needed between the team and among the account planning member and vis-a-vis the client. Account planning will have an effect on the creative development. So how skillful, how knowledgeable, how grounded the person is, that will impact the creative development process, except for production. The creative team will have the customer's point of view always in front of them, but as provided to them, because they are not daily in touch with the customers. For creative development, account planners are responsible for researching the advertising. Okay, so research is the core aspect that agency today have to integrate, support the account planner with the same, so that various stages the right research is carried out and you release the campaign with a lot of certainty. With the account planner in the picture, more discipline comes in the project. Okay, project is monitored on a regular basis. Also, the creative team gets involved right from the start rather than just churning out ideas. So they should be involved even before framing the creative brief. Why should not they be involved? Just a question. Okay, so even when the first brief for which the client is calling, why should not the creative guy be present? It's just a point to ponder. Okay, the account planner explains the communication, you know, and communicates. He is a catalyst who plays a role to not only put up information, put up his viewpoint, explain his viewpoint, integrate others' viewpoint, etc., and then develop ultimately what? Successful advertisement. Planning also becomes more organized. As a creative brief, acts as the stepping stone. He is a center. If client comes out with unwarranted demand after agreeing, he has to see whether it can be absorbed. Otherwise, he has to take up with the client. So various relationship, various challenges, various expectation on delivery, etc., he has to shoulder that responsibility. Account planning and agency structure, we are just trying to understand this better. So here it is all about the account planner. So you have been given skill sets of account planner. We have understood earlier in many different ways, but very precisely the interpersonal skill. This is from the human point of view. Is a team working ability. He needs to have a good presentation skill. He is good at communicating, negotiating, objection handling, so to say, in that. He himself has a creative flair of thinking, etc., though he is not a member of the creative team, but he needs this, you know. He is a logical thinker, data analytics, so that is what should be also his skill set, and interpretation and ability to infer from the data. So if you see the qualification wise, generally a graduate specialization is journalism or a psychology, business study, communication or a media is expected, or about the advertising as a, you know, kind of as a one area of specialization. He is a marketing or a management graduate, certificate or work experience in the research, advertising or marketing will help. And he is digitally trained to analyze the data, to understand digital marketing. Now, many times this is an add-on qualification, so that can be probed. Typical employers of advertising account planner are advertising agency itself. Media agencies have this account planner. Client with a very large portfolio and a very large advertising budget, marketing budget. And also they are the one who have a direct interaction with the consumer, etc., then they have their in-house account planner. Expected changes in account planning. In the coming future and post-COVID, planners will be expected to run agencies and they're responsible for not just insights but also revenue as well. So complete onus of building the brand revenue is being now slowly put on account planner's shoulder. They need to take charge, have greater ownership and lead by example. So they have to be proactive, agile, interactive, thinker, decision maker on many fronts. Okay, they will be seen today. Okay, they will be seen making brands at clients' organizations. So brand building, brand development is largely now put on the account planner head. Brand guy is actively involved with the account planner, but because account planner, while brand planner struggles with the current situations, account planner has to be foresighted. You know, he should be able to see what brand needs to do ahead of time before anybody thinks out there. With so much data at hand, you know, and many digital tools, many analytics to choose from, etc., account planner need to think in a very logical way. Understand pros and cons of each media, understand media behavior, consumer insights, etc. And from there, he has to create one unified solution. So the digital world has changed the scenario completely, where being helpless about digital is not going to help. Account planner has to be at the top of digital changes that is happening. So that is also an expected change in the account planning world. He cannot say that I do not understand digital, my department will help. That is not going to take him very well ahead. The biggest challenge facing that account planning is the explosion of media. That is what I told you just now, shift in media consumption habits, which is fast changing. Okay, everything is moving in the palm of the customer. Sometime back it was very good, but now there is a clutter there. Okay, what consumer watches, he has all the options. So consumer, how he shifts his, you know, likes, how he shifts his screens, that is very challenging for each one to know. Okay, so there are hardly any pattern that one can find in terms of consumer having everything in his palm. How his media usage changes, very difficult to find out. In digital, consumption of the content is becoming random, impulsive, brand loyalties are shifting, habits are changing very fast. So how he remains ahead of all this change to know what is an opportunity and what is a threat for the brand. By the time the market research is completed on the target audience, that information has become meaningless. Now, okay, this may be rather too much, but the speed with which the research has to be executed, obtained, analyzed and inferred is shrinking. That time available to account planner is shrinking, so that he has to shoulder that challenge is also the consumer who has worn Levi's denim all his life will now buy Lee from a shop or e-store that is a ridiculous 60% discount. So you see the loyalty part I just mentioned, all the shifts should be seen by him, either through data, through observation, etc. The target audience has changed and the consumer decision journey has also changed. Consumer is now exposed to multiple media points. Earlier newspaper, then came newspaper and radio earlier, then came television, okay, then came direct to home television, and the explosion just continued with the digital coming in, web coming in, broadband coming in. Okay, knowing consumer has become all the more therefore relevant and critical. The emergence of a digital communication technology can be a great help, but it can be a great problem also if you do not understand the role that each digital media plays, how it contributes to the communication objective, advertising objective, then outcome may fall flat. Expected changes in account planning, we are just understanding, but this requires little closer look. However, it is given in a very kind of an interactive manner, wherein in a call out Bindu Sethi, Chief Strategy Officer, JWT India, that is another big agency, says if the USP ruled earlier, brands now need to create moments, experiences and engagement with the consumer. So now USP doesn't work anymore. Storytelling. The world is more interactive and advertiser and the account planner has to be the one who create that. Dheeraj Sinha, Regional Planning Director, Asia for BET says, in today's world, brands need to provoke debate and engage people. And this needs a very sharp understanding of what's changing in culture and how people are behaving differently. So you have to be really ahead of shift happening in the society. There's one example given. So planners still need to look for what that insights into human nature, but the way it needs to be handled. So knowing that this is family bonding is breaking or some brand loyalty breaking is not sufficient. You need to see how you can handle this. And can you use this to change consumers' attitude preference towards your brand? So in this age of algorithm, means the digital offers a lot of real-time data, they need to use different resources to get the data relevant one. So that is a essence. Changes in the consumer target group, that is also another expected change that is going to happen. Micro targets are going to emerge. Another major change that the planner needs to understand is that the traditional way of making target group is now less relevant. We had certain way to develop a segments. Okay, segment, then the selection of a segment into a target group. Then you had certain targeting strategies, undifferentiated, concentrated, differentiated, etc. This is itself is getting now questioned. A new approach is needed. It has shifted from macro to micro. That is what I gave you as a perspective. Today, a lot of micro evaluations are needed. A lot of micro managements are needed. Micro targets are developing. You know, only teenager of certain age, then you also same product appealing to the professional 21 to 30, then another guy in the mid 30s. Likewise, so that's what earlier there was a very large target segment that you could attend, you know. A brand targeting new mom needs not stop at looking at brand segments like pregnant or new moms. Instead, it now needs to be first time pregnant mom or second time setter mom. So that kind of a micro, this thing is required. This micro target group is where the brand can now flourish. You exactly know whether you are targeting the first time pregnant or second timer moms, where it will work better. Account planner is a consumer advocate. We have been also talking about this for quite some time. So what is number one? Nurtures relationship between consumer and the brand. He should know consumer so that he can build the bridge of consumer with the brand, assures that advertising is relevant to the target group. Because he understands them so well, whatever that has been developed, it remains relevant. Brings a wealth of information to the planning process. Consumer media habit, consumer psychographics, okay, so consumers' likes, dislikes, consumers' media behavior, all this thing is required during the planning stage. In the end, the conversation for planner has to shift from get to know your audience to what will you do when you get to know them. So that is very critical. So that's the major shift that is happening. So to summarize, advertising account planner works closely with the agency clients and the creative staff and the media planners, etc. on creative brief. That's a starting point. A good creative brief ensures effective and successful advertising that is being targeted to the right person at the right manner, at the right time, creating right persuasion. This is a role that cannot be ignored at any cost. So after we understand the entire role of account planner, with this we end this chapter. Thank you.